Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending May 22nd, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: Jamaican government to monitor home quarantine via personal devices. Jamaica's government plans to monitor people who are quarantined at home through devices that can be attached to their bodies. Dr. Christopher Tufton, Health and Wellness Minister, stated that the technological device is not yet available, but when implemented, it will provide a better and safer way of monitoring via the JAM COVID-19 smartphone app. According to Tufton, the government intends to use another device that could be affixed to individuals in quarantine to discover if that person moves beyond a particular space or tampers with the device. In such cases, the device would send a signal to the monitoring system to take action. The app's use in home quarantine is required of Jamaican cruise ship workers who return to the island from the Caribbean Adventure of the Seas ship. Students in Jamaica to take CXC exams as of July 2020. Jamaica's students will be able to take the 2020 Caribbean Examination Council, or CXC, exams in July and August. An announcement from Carl Samuda, Minister of Education, put an end to weeks of uncertainty following an initial decision to stop participation in the exams. The examinations are scheduled to begin on July 27, 2020 and be completed in August. This week's Caribbean news. Caribbean islands plan to open to tourists in June 2020. As their economies are heavily dependent on the tourism sector, Caribbean nations are planning to reopen for tourists as soon as possible. Many, including St. Lucia, Aruba, and Antigua, plan to welcome visitors in June of 2020. Several nations have successfully contained the COVID-19 spread and have relatively low levels of the virus in their populations. Reopening could begin as early as June 4th.
It's time you started hydrating right with Grace Coconut Water. It's a refreshing wave of cool hydration in every sip. No sugar added. Grab one today and drink in the benefits. Hydrate right with Grace Coconut Water.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaicans in United States honor Oliver Clark as nation builder. Jamaicans in the United States expressed sadness at the death of well-known business leader Oliver Clark. Sadie Campbell, president of the Jamaica Progressive League, an organization affiliated with Jamaica's People's National Party, noted that the country had lost a giant. Campbell noted Clark's work and contributions to finance and the preservation of press freedom. Ronnie Hamnick, president of the Ex-Correctional Officers Association of Jamaica, said Clark was a leader who showed an unqualified commitment to Jamaica and the development of its people. He went on to say that Clark's passing has left a void that will be difficult to fill. This week's business news. Preparation for return of cruise sector business critical for Jamaica and the Caribbean. Jamaica's Minister of Tourism, Edmund Bartlett, who is also the co-chairperson of the Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center, emphasized the importance of the cruise sector to the economies of the Caribbean. He said that action should be taken now to protect the sector in the future. The cruise industry has suffered significant damage from the COVID-19 lockdown policies instituted worldwide. A number of cruise ship lines met with no entry policies at various ports of call in the region. The industry was especially impacted by the coronavirus restrictions, as cruises tend to attract older people who are more vulnerable to serious health risks from the virus. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. History made by Skip Marley with hit Slow Down. Skip Marley's Slow Down hit the top spot on the Billboard Adult R&B Songs chart. This makes Marley the first Jamaican-born artist to reach number one on that chart. The recording features the Grammy Award-winning singer Her. The song is also the largest streaming song in the Marley family history, with over 162 million streams. Marley is also the first Jamaican-born lead on the top 15 of Billboard's R&B hip-hop airplay chart in nearly 15 years. This week's sports news. Leon Bailey questions capabilities of JFF. Leon Bailey, who plays for Bayer Leverkusen, is facing criticism of his own after questioning the capability of the Jamaica Football Federation, JFF. The Jamaican-born Bailey, 22, stated that the JFF would be to blame if the Reggae Boys failed to qualify for the 2020 World Cup. He may be at risk of punishment from the JFF, as its president, Michael Ricketts, has called for him to discuss any problems he may have with the organization first. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.